I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Got the World Series starting tonight. Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tonight's game is Toronto. I believe it starts at 7 o'clock
Aha!
Kansas City time. Will you be parked right in front of that TV?
I'm straight home to watch it. I am rooting for Toronto.
Really?
Yep.
Because they haven't won in 32 years?
Yeah.
Or because the Dodgers won last year?
I really wanted Seattle to get to the World Series. They did not. And so I feel like we got to root for the underdog here. That'll be good.
I believe the Dodgers are the favorite.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are.
But after yesterday, I'm not betting on anything.
No, I wouldn't. Private poker party, anyone? Hard pass.
Can you imagine being Adam Silver today, the commissioner of the NBA?
Is that the bald guy?
Yes. Yeah. Very skinny, bald guy, yeah. Very tall.
Just sitting there with his head in his hands. Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, you know, I thought our interview yesterday with Alex Gold was really good. They've got to get rid of these under prop bets.
I think they will. I think that's right where we're headed.
And I mean for any sport.
Right. I love what Alex said yesterday. You can't, as an athlete,
guarantee
anyone you're going to score 30 points.
That's right.
But you sure as hell can guarantee you're not going to score 30 points, which is the under. And I do not know why they allow the under bets.
Have you noticed with the rise of sports betting in all kinds of locations that it almost seems, this is my view, it almost seems like that's the most important thing that's going on and not the actual sport.
Oh, yeah, they're all in bed together. They're all in bed together.
Well, and I was watching a story, I think it was on CNN earlier this morning, where, and correct me if this is not accurate, but I think I understood the story pretty well, that especially with the NBA, they have gotten so into bed with these online sports betting operations, and don't get me wrong, I don't have any problem with them at all. Several of them are advertisers on our radio station. That's fine. That's great. But it's gotten so out of hand that, like at NBA games, as somebody is coming to the free throw line to get ready to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they said this was in New York. And there was one other major market city. Of course, it was major markets, NBA. I want to say New York and one other. I can't recall. But the announcer will get on the PA system and say, jump on to, you know,
right.
throwyourbets.com right now. Does he make it or does he miss? And you can literally log onto your phone right there and make a bet as the player is walking to the free throw line. Does he make it or does he miss?
I mean, betting around sports has always been around since the dawn of time and people doing athletic endeavors. But it just does seem that now it's the sports betting is the reason for any of this happening and not the athletic sport itself.
So listen to this, and we spoke at length yesterday about one of my favorite documentaries of all time, which is the documentary about former NBA referee Tim Donaghy, mm-hmm. who went to prison for getting in bed with the mob.
Is he free now?
And leaking information about so-and-so's not playing tonight. Just leaking inside information that you would have as an official, right? Mm-hmm. He is now out of prison, long out of prison. He sits down for the documentary. And he appeared on a news program last night and said the early fallout from the mafia-related gambling scandal is, quote, the tip of the iceberg with more to come. He says, quote, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see maybe more of a bigger scandal coming out at the college level.
Oh, no, don't ruin it.
Because, let me finish the quote, you have these young athletes that aren't going to make it to the next level. Someone is going to offer them money to maybe fix a game. With mob families already tied to sports betting, the FBI says this could be just the beginning. I hope he's wrong, but this is why Alex was talking yesterday about getting rid of all of the prop bets in college, especially the ones that are single athlete performance bets.
Or at the very least, get rid of the under prop bet.
Yes, especially with single athletes.
Right.
There's going to have to be a reckoning of some type.
Oh, and, clearly.
And a reprioritizing of priorities.
Well, I don't know that we're going to see that. I think they're going to say we're going to eliminate the bets that could maybe more easily open the door for fraud, but we're not going to see the end of sports gambling. My God, it's a multi-bajillion dollar industry.
No, nor should we. I mean, people have a right to separate themselves from their money, and they also have a right to make money if they happen to guess, and let's be honest, it's guessing correctly. However, these under bets are so easily manipulated. And I wonder who's going to be first to rein this in. Is it going to be the online betting companies who stand to lose? Is it going to be the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, or is it going to be Congress? One of those three entities has to say enough is enough with the under prop bet. We're done. We're reining this in. We can no longer... Because Alex Gold was right, and Dana, you're right. A player, you know, the over-under could be 30 points. Well, if that's the case, then the casino has to take the under. And the only thing you can take is the over.
I don't know how you police it. I don't.
Because there's so many people out there that don't participate in the betting that want to believe that what they're watching
is authentic
and true. And if it's not, what is the point of this athletic endeavor?
Did you hear Shaquille O'Neal last night say, innocent until proven guilty, but usually when the FBI has something, they have you. Mm. They'll wait 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but when they come knocking on your door, they have something.
Well, this investigation was 6 years in the making. Six. I mean, I'm not saying they got the goods, but to your point, Dana, if they come knocking on your door after 6 years, they got the goods.
Kenny Smith, I guess, tried to say, we have to realize gambling is an addiction, and that addiction makes you make illogical decisions. And Barkley fired back.
Good.
And said, that is not addiction. It's stupidity. You can't fix basketball games. That's just total stupidity.
You know, and let me
this give, is not this is not about a gambling addiction.
No, let me give you an example. This is akin to somebody who is not an alcoholic, who goes out to a club and gets hammered, and you know, people who are not alcoholic do get drunk, and then drives home and gets a DUI and says, "Well, it's because I have an illness. I'm sick." No, you're not sick. You made a dumb decision. I'm totally with Charles Barkley on this. Just because you gamble on sports, online bet, does not make you an addict. You're not addicted to gambling. You made a dumb decision.
Did you see the meme today that says, the NBA is very concerned about the multiple arrests made as a result of the FBI's sports gambling code.
You think?
Use code multiple arrests for a 30% profit boost with the official gambling partner of the NBA.
Will they postpone or not? Place your bets now.
Funny, not funny. Use code multiple arrests.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Couple stories to pass on, not necessarily looking to make this a topic, but did you see Kansas City's mayor overnight is proposing some traffic safety changes to better protect students in school zones after that horrible case where the little girl, just awful, 9 years old, Hazen Workman Duffy, was killed on October 14th. She was riding her bike on the crosswalk to get to school when a van hit her. And we talked about the way this happened, Scott. I think the van driver was trying to make a turn, and as you do on when you're turning right turn on red, you're looking left, right? You're looking this way.
Fair point. He sees
that it's clear. He's not looking ahead. He's looking left. Mm-hmm. He goes to complete the turn. At the same time, she's stepping off the sidewalk perpendicular to him, walking in the crosswalk.
Was she walking her bike?
I think she was on the bike.
She was on the bike. Okay.
And so what they're saying is, why don't we stop with the right turn on red in school zones. And I don't disagree with that. The ordinance would require signage at all affected intersections within 180 days. And if you think about when you're at the very front position, you're stopped at a red light in the far right-hand lane and you're trying to turn right on red. Mm-hmm. We all do it. You look left. So your attention now is not right. If someone is stepping into the crosswalk while you're looking left, you're not going to see them. The van turned. I don't know that he ever saw her until it was sadly too late. Just a devastating story. So see news on that in Kansas City, and we'll update you if they do, in fact,
do we do that only
that.
In school zones or?
Only in school zones, yeah.
Well, because, like, you know, kids cannot be bused within a mile, in some districts, a mile and a half of their school district. That is not in a school zone if it's a mile and a half away.
That's true. It's also a reminder to all of us, when you are right turning on red, look left.
Pay attention to
and
the right.
Then stop and look right, just right. In case someone is crossing.
Back to the NBA scandal for just a moment. I just saw this story on NBC News. The arrests of two well-known NBA figures on Thursday in a nationwide federal investigation into internal gambling and high-tech scam poker, especially a sitting head coach and former finals MVP, have roiled the league from players to the front office to agents. The arrests, especially that of Chauncey Billups, altered the tenure of this week's conversation around the NBA, whose new season started 2 days ago.
Awkward.
The mood in the front office of the NBA in New York is, quote, fear, said one NBA executive. Who else is involved? This is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. There's already been 31 arrests. You think that's going to be all?
No, absolutely not.
Because people are going to start singing like a canary.
That is correct. If you think that only two players / coaches were involved in this, I have a bridge. And it is for sale. People are going down.
Yep.
There is way too much money in this. One player agent said, they're just surprised they got caught. But I'm not surprised because, quote, gambling is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
In my mind, full disclosure, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't have a client who's an underdog or a FanDuel or whatever. So it doesn't mean anything to me. And I don't gamble. I don't gamble because I'm afraid that I might become addicted to it.
Oh, you would.
Quite frankly. I think I would become addicted to the action, the adrenaline. And so I do not gamble. It's like somebody who grows up in an alcoholic family and they just decide at an early age, I see what it does.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking.
Not going to do it.
So I don't gamble. But I have no doubt that gambling is everywhere. And that's fine as long as it's all above board. But when you've got players tanking games, you could destroy a league. And by the way, I believe the NBA made $20 billion last year.
God.
$20 billion as a league. But if people start not believing in the integrity of that sport, in the fact that the play that they're seeing on the field or on the court is not the real performance. Oh, he just missed a shot. Did he mean to?
Right.
Or was that an accident?
There's video today. It's everywhere, but the New York Post has it, of the exact moment. I was talking to Scott about this during the break.
Is this a game in 2023?
Yes, the exact moment.
Where he feigns an injury?
That they're saying Rozier, what's his first name?
Terry.
Terry Rozier threw the game for $200,000.
A guy who had signed a contract for $125 million is throwing games for $200,000. That makes sense.
Well, it does if you think about it this way, Scott. I think with the mob, there's a point where everybody's in over their head and the mob is saying, you're going to do this or we'll make sure you never play basketball again. Well, you don't think that those relationships that were formed, that this is what we're going to do. You don't think that right. At some point the mob does what the mob does and says, we've got you now?
Once the mob gets in, I'm getting out. How much did you say it was for?
200,000.
200,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
They've got the moment where he appears to slowly walk off the court and, oh, I'm injured. I'm injured. And they're saying now he wasn't injured, that he had said to the mob, I'm going to feign an injury so that the defendants that are now indicted are accused of throwing down all of this money on the under because they knew he was going to fake an injury.
On his career contract for $125 million, okay?
Yeah.
Would you care to guess what $200,000 is?
It's a drop in the bucket.
It's a fraction of a fraction.
Yeah.
It is 0.0016. 0.0016.
Of what he made.
Of his contract.
And now it's all over. He will go into witness protection if he does not go into federal custody.
0.01%.
Yeah.
0.01%.
So then you have to ask, why would somebody risk everything for what, for most people listening, that's $5 to you, okay? Or $10. Why would you risk everything? You're addicted to the adrenaline.
Or you're being threatened.
Or you're being threatened, and it doesn't matter. It's still illegal. The feds aren't going to care that you're like, well, I agreed to get in bed with the mob, and then it got out of hand, and then they were threatening me. You've already done the racketeering and the wire fraud and all of the insider trading stuff.
What if they got to you first, before all of that started?
There would have to be a moment in the very beginning you said yes. They wouldn't have anything on you the first time.
What I'm saying is, Dana, and I'm just spitballing here for the sake of a discussion. Let's say Terry Rozier was perfectly clean. And then one day, a member of the mob came up to him and said, sure wouldn't be good if your house burned down tonight. I need you to throw this game.
Right. So you want me to believe he was under duress for 6 years.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right, and all of the money they made along the way.
I'm playing the devil's advocate.
I bet you his defense attorneys are crafting that very defense right now. But my point is it doesn't matter. He still broke the law. If they can prove, and like Shaquille O'Neal said, when the feds come knocking, they've got you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be standing at the podium yesterday for that news conference if they didn't have the goods.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
All right, we have an idiot of the day story to pass on.
Yes, please.
And, ladies line forms to the left.
Facial tattoos?
A road rage shooting has led to second-degree murder charges against a young man in Jackson County. 20-year-old Lakin Logan is accused of shooting and killing another driver nearly 2 months ago and told investigators he wanted to fight and get an apology from the victim, who he says swerved into his lane. We covered this when it happened because police were like, we need help. We need help figuring out who this idiot is that did this and drove off. Sadly, the victim died, 57-year-old Cleveland Wright. It was northeast Choteau traffic way around Gardner Avenue up in the Northland.
Okay.
Court documents say city cameras showed Wright, the victim, driving along Choteau traffic way when Logan cut him off, aggressively braked, and then drove at excessive speeds. A woman who was in the car with the victim told detectives they were out making a grocery delivery when they were cut off by someone speeding. She said she saw Wright, the victim, reach for what she thought was a gun before hearing several gunshots and seeing the other driver leave the scene. The 57-year-old Wright was bleeding heavily before the car hit a median. And she knew, because she saw the gunman, that they were looking for a white guy in his 20s with red hair and a goatee. So police go back, look at surveillance video. They looked at the recent purchase of his car, and then they went to the dealership and said, do you have, GPS tracking on this car, which they did. So they get a warrant.
Why would they have GPS tracking on a car they no longer own?
Because if I bought my car, and I did, and it's got GPS tracking on it, and then I killed someone— like this 20-year-old idiot's alleged to have done,
right,
they could easily go to the dealership and say, we want the information from that car.
You'd need a warrant, which they got a
warrant. They got a warrant, and they did.
But why is
and
the
sure enough, this kid's SUV was right there at the time of the shooting.
So I believe it all to be true.
They knock on his door, and he goes, this idiot doesn't even deny it. He goes, well, I thought the car almost hit me, and so I wanted to fight him, and I wanted an apology. That's literally what he says.
Would you be okay if Tesla was keeping tracks on where your car was?
I think our cars are the biggest surveillance tool that we use every single day that we do not think about. We all think about our phones constantly listening. I read an article once that your car and the data that it stores and then sells will even know when you have lost weight. Think about it. If you're driving around town,
there's a scale in the seat.
If you're driving, there are sensors in all of those seats. And if you're driving around town, you're 250 pounds. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks later, you're 190 and then you're 170. You will start getting ads for more slender clothing.
Where?
Scott, I'm telling you, our cars keep more tabs on us, and that information is all sold than anyone has ever really thought
about. But I don't think you're answering my question. Do you think it's okay that after you buy the car from a dealership, that it still has the capability of tracking through GPS where your car is?
It's already doing it every single day.
That's not what I asked.
Is it okay?
That's what I asked.
Well, you live by the technology and you die by the technology. So I could say, well, I don't want any GPS in my car. I wouldn't know how to drive to work.
No, what you could say is, I don't want you as the dealership that just sold me this car tracking me through GPS. You, dealer.
Well, the dealer isn't tracking you per se. The car is tracking you. And then they went back to the dealer to get the little black box information. And in this case, I'm thrilled they did. The guy was there. His car places him there. He's an idiot. He goes, yeah, I wanted to fight him. Okay, big guy. Have fun with your $750,000 cash-only bond.
And he wanted an apology.
What is wrong with people?
Well, regarding cars, I've said this 1,000 times. The car becomes it's a bizarre extension of your physical body.
Yeah, it is.
And when somebody cuts you off or you feel, I think there's a certain amount of safety, but yet fear that one feels when they're inside of their own car. You feel safe. I'm minding my P's and Q's. I'm driving properly. But I don't trust anybody around me. Everybody around me is driving a missile. And when somebody gets into that renewed and expanded private space of yours, you are horribly offended. I can't explain it.
Listen to this. Common types of information collected by your car. Location and travel history, driving behavior, speed, acceleration, braking, and seatbelt use, vehicle performance and diagnostics, connected device data, your contacts, your call history, Scott, your text messages, app usage from a paired smartphone, which is why when you rent a car, you don't necessarily want to connect your phone to the rental. Your car will collect voice and multimedia, recordings from your voice commands, biometric data.
What does that mean?
Heart rate, stress levels, facial recognition, and in some cases, fingerprint information, as well as personal and financial information.
How would they do that?
I'm telling you, they do, and then they sell it. They sell your driving behavior data to insurance companies.
But how would they get your financial data?
Because you're connecting Spotify to your car, and you pay for Spotify with your credit card. So now your credit card is attached to your car.
Somebody else, also a caller, just said that maybe buy here, pay here situations could lead to the GPS happening in the car as well, which, I mean, could make sense.
What do you mean buy here, pay here?
So basically, like, places that don't, like, you pay directly to the dealership as opposed to the dealership doing a financing program. So they're the ones who are collecting the money, so they might GPS it, because then a lot of times, like, a buy here, pay here, if you miss a payment or two, your car is probably getting towed.
And they would want to know where it is because technically they still hold the note on your car.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think you would be stunned at the biometric data that some of the newer cars, I'm not talking about your old pickup truck without air conditioning, but some of the newer cars collect, store, and sell. Now, in the case of the murderous road rage 20-year-old, I'm glad they have that technology to track him down. But you have to ask, how much are we giving up?
Well, that's exactly right. I am not a murderous teenage driver. Do I not have the right to drive my car without somebody else being able to collect the information about where I went?
It's collecting it on you every single day, Scott, if your phone is on. It's collecting it every single day. Facebook will geofence. They know where you are.
You were still making my argument for me.
And you would even say, and you would be right, you do not necessarily have a right to privacy on a public street. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it's happening thousands of times a day, and most people don't even realize it.
What I'm saying is, if somebody wanted to film me walking down a sidewalk, they have every right to do that. You know who doesn't? The government.
They already do it.
That's my point.
With surveillance cameras and the like. Clay County, I think, found a missing man yesterday with a license plate reader.
I'm not saying there are benefits to the government tracking everybody wherever they go.
Missing man with Alzheimer's. You know, they couldn't find him. Silver alert. Help us find this guy. And they found him with one of those license plate readers.
And you know what? You can find a million great stories about where public cameras worked.
And then you can find a million where they did not.
That is exactly right. And with every passing day, I feel like we're moving into the book 1984.
Okay, are you on Life 360?
Yes.
Your phone is collecting and sharing that data all the time because you have allowed in settings your phone to know where you are. Your phone has to know where you are for Life 360 to work.
But the real reason I'm on Life 360 is not for me to be tracked. It's so that if, God forbid, my mother, who is 80 years old,
I know,
drives her car into a ditch,
Scott,
I know where to find her.
If you go into settings on any Life 360 app and you push on your name, it will show you every single place you have been since the beginning when you signed up for it. And if you don't think they're selling that stuff, you're crazy. Of course they're selling that stuff. Look, Scott goes to Hy-Vee. He stays right around this area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the ads you're going to get, targeted ads on your phone, are going to be from right around here. Every once in a while he goes to a concert. They're selling all of it. You are the product.
I'm going to midget wrestling tonight. What am I going to get on my phone for that?
Did you buy your tickets on your phone?
Tasha bought them.
If I stop going to the gym, will they start giving me like Ozempic ads and stuff?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, they're selling all of it.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I think this is a perfect example of why it's important for everyone to educate themselves on how to protect yourself in the digital world. It's possible to make sure that they don't have access to any of that data. You just have to know how to do it. Like installing apps on your phone, they always ask for certain permissions that you can either allow or not allow. And so it comes down to educating yourself on when you get in your car, what is it actually tracking and how do you turn it off? Or how do you tell it to only track you when you want it to?
Mike, some of the apps will say, will you allow tracking? And it's an app.
I always say no.
It's an app that has nothing to do, like the New York Times. Will you allow me to track? Why does the New York Times need to know where I am?
Because they can sell it.
There's an app that wants access, like a card game, like Spades, wants access to your microphone. You don't need access to my microphone. Why are you asking for that? And so I would say deny. Or if it's asking for way too many permissions, I won't even install the app at all because it rubs me the wrong way.
But there are some apps, Mike, that when you sign up, you are expressly giving them permission to spy on you. Life 360 is a great
example. That's where you actually have to read the end user license agreement. I know that sounds crazy, but actually read that thing. And if there's stuff in there that you don't like, don't install the app. It's as simple as that. So you can secure yourself. You just have to be educated on how to do it.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming to you right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Will you look up Mr. I'll do it real quick, just to see if I'm right.
You want me to do research?
No.
It's Friday.
That's the last thing I want you to do. Give me a break. Let me see if this is right. Where is she from? I thought I read this morning that this Misty Copeland that they're making such a big deal out of was, yes, from Kansas City, Missouri. So her name is Misty Copeland.
Oh, the ballet dancer.
Yes.
Just had her final curtain call.
Yes, final bow this week. She's 43 years old. And I'm going to be honest, ballet and Broadway and all that stuff, not exactly my thing. But then all of a sudden I hear them say, Kansas City, Missouri native. And I'm like, wait a minute. And everybody and their mother from CBS News to NBC to ABC, CNN, Fox, they're all making this big deal.
Oh, huge.
Out
She's
of this
incredible.
Misty Copeland. How do you know about her?
Oh, did you not watch her final performance?
No. I didn't know there was going to be.
Look at the look on Dan Weinbaum's face.
Oh, shut up.
Sesame Street just posted today. From the ballet stage to Sesame Street, our friend Misty Copeland has shown us what it means to move with heart, courage, and determination. Congratulations on your final bow.
Okay.
Do you know how hard, how physically impossible it is to reach the heights that any of them reach?
Dana, if you think this is an opportunity for me to make fun of somebody's profession,
no.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to. But I had never heard of her, and everybody on TV was acting like they had heard of her. And so I'm thinking to myself, why have I never heard of her? But when was the last time you turned on the TV on a Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
And they say, you know, coming up after the final ending tonight, we're going to go to American Ballet.
Right. I know.
It's never on TV. So why would I have ever heard of Misty Copeland?
I think most people learned about her, but she was the first African-American, wasn't she, Dan?
Yes, she was. And maybe more of this needs to be on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I think
culture.
Most people who had not heard of her prior to this week have heard of her because she is all over because of the final bow.
Yeah, she was a prima ballerina, and so she's very good.
One other name that you might not have heard of, look
You're
it up.
Such a dork.
Look it up when you get home.
I'm cultured.
United States gymnast Donnell Wittenberg, look this up, Scott, has won a world title in still rings. And I'm just going to explain to you the insanity and the strength you would have to have to do what he's doing. You guys.
The dexterity.
He's hanging from these two rings, okay?
Like you're hanging from a cross.
And then picture you go completely horizontal to the ground like Superman with your arms out and your legs extended in the air, and he just holds it there.
That's pretty impressive.
How does...
Oh, my God!
Yes! I watched the entire
He's like
routine
planking
twice.
In midair.
He is
this
planking.
This is the rings like
yes.
in the Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah. Gymnastics?
He is planking.
That's got to be the hardest.
In midair mm-hmm. on rings that move. I mean, it's not like he's doing it on a bar. The rings move. And he just won like the highest honor.
Oh my gosh. Perfect landing.
Oh my gosh. I just put it on
Look at
my
his
Facebook.
Arms, Thor.
His arm. He does not skip arm day. But just the core strength you would have just to hang up there.
Yeah, he's a better man than I am.
Unbelievable.
Hey, we have Festivus Friday coming your way in exactly 1 hour from now. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. I only wish Sam Stevie was here for this reason and this reason alone. Kansas City is going to host three massive R&B acts early next year. New Edition.
Oh.
Boys to Men.
Jam.
And Toni Braxton will take the stage at the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City.
Will she unbreak my heart?
No, she will not. On February 5th, 2026, New Edition is coming back. Dan's got the news in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.